Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're moving past the big picture stuff. We're getting really specific. We're looking at how you make online stories. You know, online information, super important, like really useful just for your own neighborhood or town.
That's exactly it. That's the mission today. We're unpacking what this term hyperlocal content actually means and focusing on the really big upsides of talking about things happening literally right next door.
And we should mention, our thinking on this is shaped by the source, Create Hyperlocal Content for Relevance, over on the Easy Gold website.
That's the one. A great starting point.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Hyperlocal content, it sounds a bit techie, maybe. What kind of small area are we actually talking about here? Is it just like city limits?
Yeah, no, it's way more specific than that usually. It's not really about neat lines on a map. It captures the real life of a community, the specific interests, the shared values, the stuff people actually talk about in a really small spot. And what's really key here, I think, is that it forces you to really get the local culture, you know, the traditions.
Yeah, like the source mentions, covering something like a local art gallery opening. It's not just about the art itself, is it?
Not at all.
It's about maybe the local artist's stories or the history of that little gallery space. It makes the person reading it feel, well, seen, like you get their world.
Exactly. Seen is the perfect word. And that connection, that feeling, it builds, well, three really big things for whatever you're creating.
Okay, what are they?
First, much, much better engagement. It creates this strong sense of belonging, you know, local pride. So when the content talks about actual local issues, maybe a newsletter about a community cleanup day or something, it actually pushes people from just reading.
To doing something.
Yes, to actually participating. That's powerful engagement.
Okay, so that's one, better engagement, getting people involved. What's number two?
Second, you build way more trust and loyalty, and probably faster too.
Yeah.
Well, by talking about what genuinely matters right there, locally, you become a sort of trusted neighbor, a reliable source. People keep coming back because you're acknowledging their life, their
Right,
experiences.
you're not just some faceless website talking about general stuff.
Precisely. And the third thing is more technical, but just as important.
The online side of things, SEO.
You got it. Better online visibility, specifically local visibility. So if you use words, keywords that match what actual local people are searching for.
Like geographic keywords, the name of the neighborhood park, maybe?
Exactly. Or even local nicknames for places. That helps search engines like Google find your content when people nearby are looking and really boosts your visibility in that specific area.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Engagement, trust, and showing up when local search. So what does this all mean for actually, you know, making the content? How do you make it stick?
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it? It's about using things that really click with people there.
Like what?
Telling stories about shared local experiences. Using local language or references if appropriate.
Being authentic.
Totally authentic.
Yeah.
And crucially, keeping it fresh. Tying it into current local events, things happening right now. That ensures the content feels, well, real and personal to the audience, not just generic stuff with a town name slapped on it.
Yeah, you can spot that fakery a mile off, can't you?
Oh, definitely.
So this is where it gets really interesting for me. This kind of content done well makes people feel truly represented.
It does.
And that kind of representation turns them from just readers or users into like loyal fans, advocates even.
Absolutely. And if we connect that to the bigger picture for, say, brands or platforms, building that deep trust through very local, very specific stories, it helps them become like a real part of the community fabric. You stop being just another voice shouting online and start being, you know, a valued neighbor.
A valued neighbor. That's a really powerful way to think about it. Okay, so here's something for you, the listener, to think about. Think about the last really local thing that happened in your neighborhood. Maybe a unique event or some quirky tradition you have. Is the internet, is online content talking about it the way you and your neighbors actually would? Something to consider.